everyone. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of June the 2nd, 2008. What are you doing?
There's like something in your hair. And if I don't fix it now, it'll bother me the entire show.
Don't ever touch me during a podcast again.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's go through the schedule here. We're going to talk about news. And how's the news looking?
It's kind of thin, but the stuff that's there is pretty good, I think.
All right, so we'll have news to talk about. What, is my iPod bothering you now?
No, I'm just looking at it.
What, while in the middle of the podcast?
Why can't I unlock it?
Because you're like doing it like a two-year-old. There you go, do it slowly. You can't just flick it.
That's what you do.
No, if you could just flick it, then it would accidentally turn on, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
I hate you. This podcast is terrible already. Put that away. I'm telling right now.
Oh,
else I will not continue, and then the podcast will never start.
Okay.
So we're gonna start with news. Then, I guess we're not gonna have a best ever this week.
No, we're kind of transitioned to a new feature. I think we've really kind of
if we think
done
of
the best ever. If we ever have a really pressing one, it'll come back.
Yeah, if we ever have ideas, but
I think it's kind of nice now that if we start building a repertoire of features and we can just insert them as we see fit.
I guess. So, no best ever this week. But we will have the second edition of the Great American Ajgai Gaming Quiz.
Woot.
In its place. 5 more questions. Let's see. How many do you think you're going to get this week? What's your prediction?
I'm hoping at least 3.
At least 3? We'll see.
See, you're maniacal. I know you're like picking, like not like stupidly hard ones.
I'm trying to challenge you.
In the 5th screen of Maniac Mansion, what is in the 8th pixel from the writer?
No, like no. But I mean, answer questions I know you could get.
Yeah.
All right. So then after that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing this week, our week in gaming and all that.
Yep.
Which I haven't been playing a whole lot.
No.
Just one game.
Okay. I've played a bunch of stuff, but like for 5 minutes.
Well, that's... You always talk about them, too. You talk about these rich experiences you've had with 5 minutes. I'm like, what are you doing? Okay. So then after that, we're going to talk about the downloadable game releases, and then the normal weekly game releases. The 4-1, 4-1, which I have to get that top 10 up. So we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
And then we're going to...
we have some mail barrel.
The mail barrel. We got a couple small things to talk about there. And that'll be our show. So give me a second. We're going to...
You clicked wrestling.
Well, it's right there. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, I see. Well done.
See, it was on the sidebar. I brought up the 10th hour.
Good job.
But first, we're going to talk about news.
All right. So... The first news story, GameTap fires its editorial department. Now, let me ask you and our readers, or listeners rather, at large, did you know GameTap had an editorial department?
Well, to be fair, I don't even use GameTap.
Right. They do. I mean, basically, they were trying to create, it sounded like something on par with like a GameSpy / 1UP kind of deal. In fact, I know a few former Ziff people from the PlayStation magazine that closed there were actually working there. But, yeah, they shut it down. I have a quote. I forgot to write down who this quote's from. I think it's GameTap CEO, whoever that is. But yeah, this to say, GameTap is a brand that has established itself as a value destination for the online gaming community. It is that community that we want to focus on more strategically and serve in the most efficient way possible. Therefore, we are shifting GameTap from being a game portal to exclusively a gaming service with greater emphasis on GameTap's growing library of more than 1,000 titles. So basically, they realize that there's kind of no point in competing with the likes of 1UP and GameSpy and GameSpot and whatnot, and decide to focus on doing what they were originally doing and just giving people games.
Well, sounds reasonable, I guess.
Yeah.
It sucks people lose their
jobs. Yeah, sorry to hear that.
But
hopefully they land on their feet.
So the big news, I think, is Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yes, it is. After we talked about the rumors of it in pre-production and everything, we got a teaser. And that's all we got. Supposedly of in-game footage.
That's some pretty good in-game footage.
Indeed it is. It's the best 3D pig I've ever seen.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
It was a nice trailer.
I liked how they kind of kept Jade somewhat concealed.
Looks nice. I guess people are worried now because there's some rumors that the game might kind of be a little more mainstream.
Yeah, that's Michael Ancel, the developer, who also did the first game.
Why would he say a quote like that? Why would he tell people that?
Yeah, because, I mean, at this point, the people who are going to be like, oh, Beyond Good and Evil 2 are the people who played Beyond Good and Evil 1 and want more of that. I think as the game comes closer to release and you need to market it more, maybe then talk about that after you've already built up excitement from the original customers.
I think making it mainstream is just a mistake.
No, yeah. I mean, there are some games that need to just stay for the
hardcore
gamer.
I understand
that
they want to get sales, but a lot of that I think is more of a marketing problem.
Yeah, like I said, I think Ubisoft has proved that they're the masters of marketing now.
There's clearly a market for this kind of game.
Yeah,
you can't just dumb it down.
I mean, a good game is a good game, and Beyond Good and Evil was a good game.
Yeah. You just can't dumb it down and like expect people to like be like, oh, it's easier now.
Yeah, that does not generate sales.
It might help if they called it something besides Beyond Good and Evil 2. Like,
well, I'm sure they may yet.
Beyond Good and Evil is never even really a good name. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, it really didn't have much to do with anything.
So that's
I'm excited. Well, I mean, Graham, we know next to nothing except that it's coming, but
I hope it's still Zelda-ish and whatnot.
It should. It better be.
Okay, so
otherwise it's not Beyond Good and Evil. Anyway, next up. So Tom Clancy's N-War, which is the console RTS coming to 360 and PS3, got a pretty nifty feature on the PS3 where they use what they describe as Minority Report-style hand-swiping gestures to move the in-game map around.
Do you use this with the
PlayStation Eye? And the reason... Now, this is dumb to me. The reason they cite this as being a PS3 exclusive feature is because the PlayStation Eye comes with a stand, whereas the 360 Vision camera does not. But can't they, like, just put it in there anyway, and if you want to concoct a stand, you can do that?
I don't know.
I mean, ultimately...
We'll see how good this even
I mean,
works.
This could be right up there with, like, you know, some of the lame six-axis stuff, where it's completely imprecise and gimmicky. Just easier to use a controller. But it's neat. If it does work, it'd be cool, because I've been waiting for someone to do, like, Minority Report-style stuff where you're just, like, swiping through data and whatnot. So this is what I'm most excited about. Steam has announced a bunch of new features upcoming. These include things like driver auto-updating, which will be a huge, huge help for a lot of gamers, because I know I always forget to make sure my video card drivers are up to date. A new system requirement checker, which will basically, like, if you try to get a game, it'll say, like, you know, this may not run on your computer. They're going to add some new community calendar functions, official communities. But the big thing is what they're calling Steam Cloud, where game-generated data, like save files and your configuration files, will actually be stored remotely and transparently on Steam's backend. So basically, all your personal files will be stored in your account. So let's say I'm playing Half-Life 2 at my place, and then I come to your computer. My save file's there. My controls are the same. Everything
oh, that's pretty cool.
transfers, which is really, really, really cool, I think. And yeah. I wish, like, the consoles would do that, too, because I wouldn't have lost my Mass Effect save.
Yeah, that might be coming, I think.
Yeah, so...
It's good to see this kind of getting there.
Yeah, very exciting stuff, and I wholly support it. So I don't know if you saw this. I thought it was interesting.
I did see this.
Apparently, Link and Samus were almost unlockable characters in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, to the point where they actually did leak some footage of Samus in the game on YouTube, and the video footage of Samus in the game was actually running on a PS2. So I could see why Nintendo maybe had a problem with it.
Well, what it was that the idea was that it was they would be available on all of them?
I think so.
Weird.
Yeah.
But also, it's kind of weird because, like those characters need to talk in like, that
true.
Game, you know? It's interesting. I mean, it's kind of... It's like what they did with Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah.
It's just weird. That video of Samus, it shows, like, all of her moves.
Yeah, it was pretty... I mean, it's. I definitely don't think it's something like someone faked.
Weird. Would have been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at the same time, the appeal of that game is that it's so very Marvel.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean...
It kind of would have been, like...
I don't, like... I'm not, like, crying because this wasn't there.
Yeah.
It would have been a curiosity.
It would have been something more neat for maybe the second one.
Yeah.
So, Rumwares.
When's that coming, the second one?
I don't think it's ever really been officially announced or
no,
anything.
No, it's announced.
No, it hasn't.
I don't know. They talked about it in their fiscal reports and
if
stuff.
If you say so. I haven't heard
Anywho.
Of it.
So, at long last, in the upcoming PS3 firmware 2.4, it is rumored that it will have in-game cross-media bar functionality. This apparently comes from some video footage of BioShock that was leaked that included the in-game media bar. Now, granted... In the past, I believe people have used interfaces in their game that just resemble the in-game media bar.
Right.
So it could just be that BioShock does that. But it's come from multiple sources that, in fact, this is the case, that it will be added to all games. Which, you know, about time, I guess.
Right. I guess.
Yeah.
In-game XMB.
In-shirt. Yeah. I like that. That was clever.
We all lolled at that.
So, yeah, Metal Gear Solid 4 is almost upon us, and Konami has decided to do the whole things you're not allowed to say in the print reviews, because those would normally be popping up right about now. Of what we know they're not allowed to say is they're not allowed to talk about cutscene length, and which I thought was really strange. They're not allowed to talk about the installation details in the PS3, even though the scans of the back of the box are online and it says very clearly 4.3 gigabytes required.
Yeah. Well, that's weird. In the cutscenes, like, don't we all, like, people have played a Metal Gear Solid game, right? Like, no.
Well, here's what I said. It's not like I'm going to read a review and it's going to be like, this has like 60 minute long cutscenes. I'm going to be like, what the hell? They didn't do that in the other games.
Yeah.
I think really, if anything, the Metal Gear Solid fan wants that. I'm sure when the headlines of 90 minute cutscenes came out, some people were going, "Yes, yeah. All right."
Although apparently, somebody from some magazine was saying that that's not really true.
It's been an exaggeration.
But
EGM has gone as far as to announce in their most recent issue that just came out that they have decided to hold off in their review for a month in favor of not being censored. And like I said, honestly, this is one of those games where the reviews don't matter. Everyone knows if they're going to buy this game or not. I can't imagine the reviews are going to influence very many purchases.
People have
had this game pre-ordered for 2 years.
Yeah. I imagine this kind of thing probably happens a lot. It's good that, you know, we're hearing about it now.
Yeah, I like that there's becoming a lot more transparency in the enthusiast press.
It's all started with Gertzman Gate.
Yeah. But it's good, because I, like, This is. I meant to bring this up. Write it down. I forgot to. But over at the MTV Multiplayer blog, Stephen Totilo ran an excellent week-long series on game reviews. Did you read any of this?
I didn't read any of that.
Really, really interesting stuff. Like, there are reports of game publishers withholding royalties from developers if a game gets low scores. Lots of neat things. So I highly recommend everyone go read that and check it out. It's a really interesting article. And the last piece of news I have here, which is of interest to some people, myself included, between the dates of June 1st and June 7th, Walmart is offering a $100 gift card with the purchase of a PS3. And then June 8th through the 15th, they're offering a $100 gift card with a Blu-ray player, which includes the PS3. So in theory, you should be able to go get the Metal Gear Solid 4 bundled PS3 when it comes out on June 12th and get a $100 gift card to Walmart with your purchase.
Maybe.
So that could be nice.
Could be. I remember we went to Target the other, I think last week, we got $20 like Microsoft points cards for $15.
Yeah, that stopped on May 31st. It
became like a news story after we got it. It was kind of weird.
I didn't know you got some. That's good.
We got one for PJ for his birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Penny Arcade guys are like telling people like, "Hey, our game just came out for $20.
Yeah.
These cards are $15."
So,
that's the news.
All right. You didn't forget anything, did you?
Don't think so.
All right, then. All right, let's go on to the Great American Ash Guy Gaming Quiz.
Oh, boy.
You didn't read any of these questions yet, did you? Nope. Stop reading them now.
Okay. I'll look over here.
We got five questions. Your personal goal is to get three or more correct.
Yes.
Let's aim for that. All right. Beyond Good and Evil, we talked about the sequel, been announced. What year did the original come out?
I'm trying to think. I can remember playing it. I'm trying to think where I was playing it, because I can think of which apartment / dorm I was in. I'm going to say 04.
Pretty sure you are wrong.
Ah, it was 03.
2003.
Those were the two I was tossing between. Dang it.
Sorry.
All right.
0-1. Okay. We got some LucasArts Adventure games themed one coming up, so maybe you'll fare better. Which of these LucasArts Adventure games was released first? Sam & Max Hit the Road, Day of the Tentacle, or Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis?
Fate of Atlantis.
Yep.
Yes!
You seem to know that one pretty easily.
Yeah, I just listened to the Retronaut podcast on Indiana Jones games.
Oh, okay.
So, thank you guys.
Let's see how much you know about The Secret of Monkey Island.
Ooh.
The Monkey Island games are always divided into chapters or parts.
Mm-hmm.
How many parts are in the original Secret of Monkey Island?
Well, there's the first part where you're trying to be a pirate, the second part when Elaine gets kidnapped, the third part where you're on Monkey Island. Is that really it? Three?
What's your answer?
Three.
What about the part where you come back?
Oh, damn it.
Four, Edge guy.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Three? What, you forgot about, like, the end of the game?
I was thinking that...
The game ended Monkey Island?
No, I'm thinking it was just all counted as one part.
Oh.
Dang it.
All right, all right.
I gotta get these next two.
Name at least two of those parts.
Oh, I know the CMI ones.
Oh, AJ.
The Secret of Monkey Island? No, wait, no. That's not it.
You need to play Secret of Monkey Island.
I haven't played in a really long time. I do.
Oh, no. This is terrible.
You don't know these.
I don't know them at all.
You don't know them at all?
I got nothing.
You got nothing? All right. The Three Trials, The Journey, Under Monkey Island, and Guybrush Kicks Butt. All right. Let's see if you can at least get two right this weekend, yeah, guys. In Dr. Mario, you have to destroy viruses by attacking them with the same color pill. There are three colors: red, blue, and
yellow.
All right.
Yes, I know that.
All right, so you're 2 for 5.
And I knew I was one off in the 03 and one off in the 4. Dang it, I could have easily gotten 4 out of 5 on that one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Apparently, you had no shot at guessing the parts.
No.
So you say you know the Crystal Monkey Island ones? Can you name them?
Not all of them. I know, like, the curse gets worse. And, oh, shoot, I had one in my head. Now I forget it.
You know the curse gets worse, and that's it.
That was a good one. Do you know any?
Me? No. Although I knew the Secret Monkey Island ones, but I played it just not too long ago. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe next week.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of, next to my adventure game, the playlist is Fate of Atlantis. I realize I never
really played much of it either.
Yeah, I think I need to do that.
Yeah, sounds about right. All right.
You could put it on your iPhone.
I guess so. So what have you been playing?
Well, you and I have both recently acquired Silent Hill 2 on the original Xbox to play.
Yeah.
I played about half an hour of it today.
I'm about 3.5 hours into it, so I'm a fair way into it.
Yeah, I'm actually quite surprised on how good it still looks.
Yeah, it looks all right. They kind of do this thing where everything's foggy or dark.
Yeah, but the fog looks really good.
Eh, if you say so.
I think so.
I mean, it still seems to be like a kind of a cheap way of a... kind of, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, this was early Xbox, PS2 stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, so you're further than I. What do you think of it?
I'm enjoying it. I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised it's such a survival horror game.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it is.
A lot of keys and doors
and there's
octagons.
A lot of finding keys and, like, kind of puzzles that, like, really don't make very much sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're doing them. And, you know, it's not very scary. It's kind of creepy. Like I said, everybody sounds like they're insane. Because most of them are, but, like, also it's just the way the voice acting is. Like, your main character's comes like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Yeah, I noticed that.
He's like, oh, my God, this guy's just insane. And, I mean, you know, there's a mystique there, and it's been fun to play. The combat is a little kind of weird with the melee weapon. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm just kind of hitting the A button as much as I can. Like, he'll attack every once in a while.
Yeah. I am very glad that you recommended you turn on the 2D controls as opposed to 3D controls.
You start off and it's like the old school Resident
like
Evil.
Like the tank controls.
Right. Then you can change it to like kind of normal analog controls.
And that's called 2D for some reason.
What the heck does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know either, but it's much better.
It's 2D. Ooh, it's like a stigma. Like these are the stupid controls.
Yeah.
But you can use them if you want.
It's like, I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Silent Hill 2. And, you know, getting through it.
Good.
That.
Good. I played about 10 minutes of The Witcher today as well because I would have played it more, but I had to like re-download and install this huge patch. But I'm glad to say it's running on high settings on my computer, so I plan on doing that like all week.
So you still haven't bought Crysis? I don't understand you.
I don't really want a shooter right now. If I'm going to play a shooter, I should really finish Call of Duty 4.
There would be Call of Duty 4?
I was near the end, and my Xbox got stolen.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll do that eventually. God, what else have you played? I'm trying
Me?
To think. I mean, I've been gone so much this week.
Right. Well, I don't know, actually. I mean, I played...
Did you play more Wii Fit?
Not really. I know. Yeah, actually, I haven't played that in like a week. Jeez, already. I have to do that again.
Tisk.
Yeah, well, I've been playing a lot of Catch lately.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so don't worry. Maybe if I get back on there, my BMI will be down.
Yeah. After last week.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I played Smash Brothers.
Yeah, shoot. I had something in my head I wanted to talk about. Now I can't remember it.
I wasn't playing anything.
You just played Warlords.
I played the demo for it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Warlords. Well, everyone's played that.
Yeah, you know. Well, actually, I had never had before.
Really?
So there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good game.
Is that what the original looked like still?
Pretty much. I mean, they made it all like future tech looking, but...
Right. That seems fun. like Arkanoid ish.
There's something I played on my computer and it's driving me nuts. I'm trying to remember what it was. We should like write these things down.
Well, I remember what I played. I just didn't play anything.
Oh, I hate the world. Oh, wait. Did I talk about Team Fortress 2 last week? Or
I'm sure. Yeah, you did. Because you told some boring story.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I think we both talked about how we want to kind of get back into World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So we can get level 55 people.
Yeah, and
so
make
we can
Death
make
Knights.
Death Knights one time.
I remember what I want to talk about. I played more Trackmania United Nations or
thank
whatever.
God you remember.
The free one. But I really want to just kind of throw a quick plug. I've talked about it before, but it's free, and everyone should play it. Because what it does that's really great is when you play multiplayer, you're just playing Time Attack at the same time as everyone else. So, like, you're not directly racing against anyone. And in fact, you could, like, drive through everybody on the track. You're just going for times. But when you join a server, it just randomly cycles through user-created tracks. So it's literally an unlimited number of tracks. And they're all pretty good.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
So everyone should play that. That's kind of all I wanted to say.
I feel like we've gone through most of our agenda and we're like only 20 minutes into the show.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We haven't like had nothing to talk about this
week. Yeah, this is... Well, I mean, I think it's kind of that calm before the storm of MGS4.
Maybe. We'll have to find something interesting here soon and latch onto it.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let's talk about the
game. Yeah, I still want to play that we haven't played yet. We talked about renting, we never did, is Boom Blocks.
I went to rent it yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
And I go there, and they have two copies of them, and they're both gone. And I go yell at my friend working there, and he's like, no, they're both taken out today.
Yeah.
They're like, kind of freaking loud. I want to play Boom Blocks. I don't want to pay $50 to play Boom
Blocks. Yeah, I know, although I may want to after I play. I mean, everyone says it's quite good. Actually, also... you know, this is kind of gaming related news, so I'll talk about it real quick. Let's backtrack a moment. Wizards of the Coast is releasing very soon the fourth edition of Dungeons and Dragons.
Talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
It's gaming related.
We've never even played Dungeons and Dragons.
We tried to once, remember?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
No, but I think it's just worth mentioning. To promote it, they got together with Gabe and Tycho from Penny Arcade and Scott Kurtz from PvP, and they recorded them playing it with some DMs from Wizard. And they're releasing it as episodic podcast. I started listening to the one. I kind of really want to play it now.
Well, of course you do. You're easily influenced.
I am. But also, I did read like some of the changes that they've made to like the D&D rule set. And now I'm really waiting to see, too, how the game's using the D&D 4 rules at work. Because
Are there any that we know of?
For 4.0, no. Because like Neverwinter Nights was a 3.0. And... Baldur's Gate used, I don't know if it was 3.0 or if it was, 2.0. But, I mean, I'm sure something's coming. And, from some of the changes I read, it could be kind of fun.
Hasn't 3.0 been around for a while?
Well, there was 3.0, then they did, like, a 3.5.
Right.
And, that was 3 or 4 years ago, 3.5 came out. So, yeah.
I never did much tabletop gaming.
No. I do want to try the World of Warcraft raid deck.
I know you do, because it was in Surprise Penny Arcade.
Yeah, I know. Hey, have those guys ever steered us wrong?
Sure.
When?
What?
When?
I think they said something about a game I liked, and they said it was stupid once. I don't remember. So I'm like, today Penny Arcade made me mad, journal.
Maybe you should.
I don't endorse your kind of style of praising them as the kings of gaming.
They're not the kings.
That's what... Yet. I'm serious. I love them, but sometimes it scares me how easily they can influence people.
They've often referred to it as the laser beam that they control.
When have they ever referred to it as that?
More so when they're talking about websites and stuff to go to.
Oh, right. Because they wang.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, let's do some downloadable game releases, shall we?
Please.
Okay, so on the Wii, and I haven't gotten to try these yet, Dr. Mario Online RX.
You say try, like you can try.
Well, no, you can on this one. You have to find a friend who has it already, and they could like share the demo with you or something.
Oh.
Which I don't know why they couldn't just make the demo. Like, it seems a little convoluted. And after that, there was also Family Table Tennis. Some kind of table tennis game on the Wii.
Wasn't there a virtual console game, AJ?
Yeah, not last week.
Yes, there was.
What was there?
Yeah.
Well, if there was, I didn't write it down.
Well, you slipped up then.
Then what was it?
Oh, I don't remember, but there was.
Oh, it was Sky Kid.
Sure.
Sky yeah, Kid. That's the one. Apparently, it wasn't very good. So don't worry about it.
Well, you still... All right, then. Go ahead.
Okay, on the Xbox Live Arcade, they had two games come out. Buku Sudoku, which is a Sudoku game that can be played.
That sounds funny.
It's competitive and co-op. And I mean, I like Sudoku. I don't know if I, how much I like playing it on a console. I'll try it. I haven't gotten around to it.
Like playing it
on the DS. Yeah, on the Brain Age. It's fantastic. And the aforementioned Warlords came out, which is, you know, fun game for players. Yep. So check that out. PlayStation Network, nothing. GameTap. We have Ducati World Championship, which is like a motorcycle racing simulator, and Tortuga Pirates of the New World, and according to Joystick, both Pirates and Tropico are better.
All right, then.
Yep.
But real games, we got, well, the big release is Ninja Gaiden 2 for Xbox 360,
which
June 3rd.
Got a demo in Japan, but it's like not out here yet. They said right. Like end of the week. So
the game's not getting reviewed as like favorably as the first one did back then.
I think really this game, there's two problems I see with it. It seems like it's a little more of the same, and like now that like the graphic fidelity has gotten so, it's kind of really accentuated how poor some of the art direction is for this game.
Right. Well, I remember Ninja Gaiden 1. I mean, it was like the best looking game of that generation.
Yeah, and this like, game like looks good from a technical standpoint, but like it's just a bunch of like demons that look like it came out of like a kid's notebook during like math right. class. And oh, look, this one's got nipples. And
right. It's the same kind of poor art design a lot of the genres suffers through. And plus, I still hate ninjas, and I think they're stupid.
Well, I just... Ninjas never really fought ninjas, demons. Ninjas existed, and they did cool stuff, but they didn't fight, like, giant demons from hell.
Ninjas are very uncompelling characters.
I think so. Yeah, they tend to be generic.
They have very few internal conflicts.
Yeah.
They're just like ninjas, and they're just, you know, my honor.
And, stuff and like my that. Father.
Yeah, my father, my honor, and the clan. And there's always, like, the little kid who's like, I want to be just like you, Ryu. Ryu's like, oh... Something like that. I did play the DS one. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it was different.
Also, yeah, I guess. There are a lot of demons still. I'd rather fight other ninjas.
Yeah, seriously. Well, you do that. In the beginning.
Of. Yeah, there's always in like the first chapter you fight ninjas. And it's like, no, wait. Demons. No. Aren't there... I don't know. There's also a lot of like ninjas that are well endowed and kind of scantily clad now.
Yeah.
Look, it is that. Was that guy's name Itagaki?
Itagaki. He's kind of immature in his game design choices. I mean, look at Dead or Alive.
Yeah. All right, then let's move on. Dracula Origin. Wasn't this last two weeks?
Yeah, this game's apparently never coming out.
Well, apparently, it's coming out June 2nd.
All right.
So you get right, PC people.
Uh-huh.
Grid, PC 360, PS3.
This is off of the Toka series, right?
I don't know. What's a Toka?
Toka is a driving series. Our friend Pete is excited for this.
Is he?
Yes. He likes these games.
Well, if he says so.
Yes.
Robert Ludlum's The Bourne Conspiracy, 360 PS3, June 3rd.
Featuring not Matt Damon. There's a demo for this. Did you play it?
No.
I wonder if it's good.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I kind of want to see the movies first. I still have yet to see any of the Bourne films.
Me too.
It's on my list.
Everyone always yells at me that I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Lego Indiana Jones, The Original Adventures for PSP, Wii, 360, PC, PS3, PS2, and DS, June 3rd.
I played the PC demo and enjoyed it very much. I mean, you kind of know what you're getting at this point.
Is it still kind of welcome co-op play as much as the others?
Oh, yeah. Every level's still co-op. Like, the demo is going through the temple and getting the idol and the rock chases you.
And gang of raiders.
Yeah, it's you and Alfred Molina. He's got a shovel.
Now I bet you Chris is gonna get. He's gonna get this game, mm-hmm. and he will not let me play it with him. I bet you.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Which is especially in this game is pointless because either he plays with you or like the somewhat smart, sometimes really dumb AI.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe I can talk him into it.
Yeah, it's drop in, drop out. He wouldn't even probably notice if you like grab the controller and hid behind the couch.
The Incredible Hulk, 360, PS2, Wii, PS3, DS.
You know, I just noticed is I haven't really seen much in this game.
Well, it's being made by Sega, who also did the Iron Man game.
Yeah, the Iron Man game is okay.
Well, you like the demo, but it got reviewed pretty poorly.
I guess pretty much the demo is the entire breadth and scope of the game.
Okay.
Also, I just want to take a moment to mention. So I stayed with my buddy Joe Barron this weekend while I was in Pittsburgh.
Is this Hulk related?
Iron Man, really.
Okay.
it just kind of goes, I think I've brought this up before, but he's that kind of consumer idiot where, like, you see all these ports and stuff, and you're like, who buys all these? He does. I'm looking at his game shelf. He just got a Wii. He has Iron Man for the PS3 and the Wii.
Why?
And I'm like, you realize they're the same game. He goes, oh, I think it's kind of fun on both. And I'm like, whatever. Because he also has, like, Gun for the, like, the Xbox and the PSP. And there's another one, too, where he had, like, the same game on two systems. But he plays them both. That's the thing. So, whatever.
Does he enjoy Iron Man, the game?
Yeah, he said it's fine. He really liked the movie.
All right. I wonder if this Hulk game would be good, because there is that one Hulk game everyone likes.
Oh, I think it was just Ultimate Destruction.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was made by the guys who went on to make some other open world game, or are working on an open world game. APB, maybe?
Maybe. I hope this movie's good, actually.
I do too.
I hope it's better than the first one.
I've never seen it.
It's weird. Stronghold Crusader Extreme.
That was there last week, too.
Maybe we need to find a new, like, release list.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Summon Knight, Twin Age, DS.
A role-playing game.
For the DS. I don't know. It looks like fairly standard RPG fare.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda, 360 PC, Wii, PS2, PS3, DS, June 3rd. It's a game based off the movie.
I'm sure it'll be just like every other movie-based game. The movie looks okay.
Yeah. Hot Shots Golf Open T2, PSP, June 3rd.
I didn't know this was coming.
It's not a Hot Shots Golf game.
That's cool. I like those.
Beta Inertia EX for the PS3, June 3rd.
I think it's a downloadable game because right. There's no screenshot, like box art.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Aerial Combat Racing game. Interesting.
Didn't this come out on the 360?
Maybe. I don't know. Rugu for 360, June 4th.
This is next week's XPLA release,
I believe. It's a geometric puzzler that sees you as the defender of the planet Ru.
Oh.
Okay. Geometric puzzler, is that like Tetris 3D?
Maybe.
Tokitori Wii, June 2nd. So this is out
based
now.
Based on the Game Boy Color game?
Yeah. I saw some videos. It's kind of, it's interesting looking.
Huh.
It's like,
never heard of it.
It's like a 2D game, but like you're moving, but you're constantly like building things, kind of, and using things. Almost like Lemmings, but you could just control one lemming.
You know who made Lemmings?
Who?
Rockstar. Back when they were DMA Designs.
That's funny.
Yeah.
They should make a new Lemmings. Wait, did they make the new Lemmings?
No, they lost the rights to it.
What? How did that happen?
I don't know. But they are the original creators of Lemmings.
It's okay. I hear they're doing okay these days.
Yeah.
Even without Lemmings, if you can believe it.
Onto the 411.
Yeah, first let's go to 10th hour. Derek Robbins, top 10 list. Top 10 reasons to avoid current generation consoles.
Oh, really? Let's see what he says.
10, problems with ports. So, like, you know, ports don't work sometimes.
Yeah. He has the Oscar from Hey Arnold.
Right.
He looks like Nico. That's funny. Right. I'm sorry. I was easily amused by that.
It's okay. Go ahead, though. My contact's falling out.
Oh, be careful. All right, well, number 9, Nintendo refuses to embrace the internet, which is, you know, true. Like I just said about the whole, there's like a weird way to share a demo with Dr. Mario, but you can't just like download a demo, even though it exists.
I do enjoy Mario Kart Wii's online. See, it's always weird. I haven't played Mario Kart Wii for a while. Whenever I go on a vacation, whatever games I was playing before I leave, in this case, Mario Kart and Grand Theft Auto 4,
yeah.
When I come back, I don't play them.
Yeah, we have neither of us, I think, have touched GTA 4. And yeah. I mean, it's not like I don't like the game. I love it. I just, well, I mean, for one, I've been pretty busy. But like, yeah, you think like I would have gotten home the other night and be like, oh, GTA. And I haven't.
This is like the same thing that stopped me from like beating Metroid Prime back in the
day. Yeah.
I don't know. You think Nintendo's online is going to get better anytime soon? I doubt
no,
it.
No,
it seems to be doing okay without
the problem. I think there's too many hardware and infrastructure limitations. Like without a hard drive, they're limited really in what they can do.
Emphasis on graphics.
That's number 8.
Well,
that's always the thing with games, I think.
Although at the same time, he seems to be praising games for having good graphics, especially anime games.
I think his problem is that they look good but don't play all that great.
They play okay. I've tried the Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit demo.
Oh, yeah,
that
looked good.
Like, it did.
Graphically speaking.
It was crazy, though. I had no idea what was going on.
Now, this is true. Number 7, next gen gets less features.
Well, not so much.
This is predominant in the sports games, I find. Well, like, every time like the new sports games comes out, it's like we have to wait 4 years till it matches what we had before.
We had that. You say how a new Dragon Ball Z game is going to have kind of less story features than Budokai Tenkaichi.
Yeah, but I just read it and let me... Okay, yeah, but here's what he says. Dragon Ball Z Burst Limit excludes the very final saga in the Dragon Ball Z universe, while the PS2 games, with the exception of the very first one, include it. It's the same thing. Like you just said, the first one didn't have it either.
Doesn't have the Buu saga then.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
But watch, it'll be another game and it'll have it.
Well, at the same time, I can kind of see why. If you introduced the Buu saga, all of a sudden, you had to do, like, 20 new characters, because there's all these kids, all the characters from before got older and looked different.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a can of worms there.
Yeah.
Downloadable content. Well, and it's, like, some downloadable content I like.
Yeah, I think he hates, like, the nickel and diming EA and horse armor horse type armor. Stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, it's still sort of a new frontier.
Yeah.
5 is length, and I mean, yeah, we have been seeing some shorter games.
Like Heavenly Sword, which he has pictured here.
Yeah, I kind of like short games sometimes, though.
Yeah, I do too. But the thing is, I like beating games, and I rarely, it seems like I play a game more than 6 or 8 hours anyway, so it may as well just be that long.
Although $50 for a 6 to 8 hour one game can kind
of
suck.
But if it's good, I mean, if it's 6 to 8 hours of compelling gameplay and not 6 to 8 hours of like filler and backtracking, mm-hmm. I'm kind of okay with that.
Like Bioshock wasn't like probably much longer than that, really.
No, and that was great.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to stick with a PS2. Well, it's true because PS2 is still getting a lot of great games like Persona 3 and Persona 4.
Yeah.
That still kind of strikes me as funny, but you know, it says even like newer versions of games from that system, like Ratchet and Clank Future, isn't necessarily all that much better than
yeah, the last Ratchet and Clank game. Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So, I mean, you know, I agree. Kind of. I mean, you're not going to be able to play Metal Gear Solid 4 on your PS2.
Mm-hmm.
One of 360, hope you like shooters. And, you know, that's true. 360 has always kind of been predominated by FPSs.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, even then.
No.
I think what? Like, I mean, it's not like that's all that's on the system.
Well, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's always been
a I think that's really a lot of the PS3, too, when you look at it.
It's a lot of next gen.
Yeah.
We're way too FPS happy these days. The whole genre is getting stale. Just look at Haze.
Yeah.
We like gimmicks and rehashes, you know.
This is Chris. We spelled WII. Yeah, this is Chris.
Oh, I thought it was like we like we-ish. Not we like. Like we like as in we love. I was confused.
You're right. Oh, wait, no, maybe you, no, that's not what I was saying, but you've explained it, and I get it now.
This is number 2, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, Wii gimmicks.
Yeah. Like,
but sometimes they can work well, like in Boom Blocks.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, well, that's not a gimmick. That's taking advantage of what the system has to offer. I think something like Marvel Ultimate Alliance on the Wii, where you're, like, shaking the Wiimote around to do the attacks that you just pushed a button for in the Xbox, that's a gimmick.
Kind of, yeah. Okay, fair enough. But wait a second, he's like saying like go up.
Hmm.
But is he saying that Super Mario Galaxy is Mario 64 in space with Waggle?
Yes, he is.
No. Twilight Princess, Ocarina of Time 2.0, Brawl plays like a slower Melee, but does feature a lot of neat bonus content. Yeah. Resident Evil 4 Edition, same as the Cube, just with Wii controls and some neat content you might find. I am the person who says Resident Evil 4 on the Wii is the best version of that game.
Yep, you are.
I like those controls. So
you
do. I don't know about these minor complaints about Wii games.
Right.
I think some games have implemented the waggle, if you will, well.
No, there's poorly. It's always like that, I think.
I still haven't tried Okami on Wii. I wonder what that's like.
I haven't tried it at all. Chris has it on the PS2.
Wait a second. He says Metroid Prime 3 is a better controlling version of Metroid Prime, it's like the one time he's praising the Wii. I disagree with him.
Yeah, I think it actually controls better with a pad and a lock on.
I like the GameCube setup there. Okay. Number 1 is quality or lack thereof. He has a picture of Bioshock, but Bioshock is the exception, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I think, like, if you look at the Wii's lineup, like, ratio-wise, I mean, yeah, you have an argument
That's always been a Nintendo thing.
Yeah, well, it's whoever's most popular. PS2 is most popular last gen. That had a ton of crap games on it.
Yeah, but we always forget.
There's always going to be someone looking for money.
I mean, you know, there's still going to be your big, good AAA games.
Mm.
I still embrace this new generation.
I do, too.
I, for one, welcome our new Alien Overlords. All that stuff. So, but nice list, Eric.
Yes.
Thanks for the plug. Thanks for
What'd he say this week?
Made fun of my BMI.
Ha ha.
But, you know, we made fun of it. I'll get him.
He said it, not me. That's great.
I'll get him.
I'll read the rest of that later.
He also wants to be on our show sometime.
Apparently
he's getting a new microphone for Team Fortress 2.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he'll be on the show, but I'll have to write a list. Maybe. Maybe that can be the... yeah, let me write a list sometime, Derek, and you can be on the show.
Okay.
That would be the compromise. Top 10 reasons Derek Robbins is a fool.
Ha ha ha. Owned.
Top 10 worst Derek Robbins top 10 lists. Top 10 games for my GameFAQs user.
Ooh, ouch.
No, I love you, Derek.
What else is on 411, Mike?
I don't know. I was kind of having fun just making fun of Derek for no reason.
Oh, I'll defend him. Stop it.
Guy gives us all the love and all the plugs.
Yeah, seriously.
Mocking him.
Look what you do. It's all right, Derek. I put up with it every day. Hey, what else we got?
How many next-gen systems do you own?
He probably has them all. Does he? Do you? I don't know. Let me know, Derek. All right. Anyway, elsewhere on 411. Rod or Chesky's achievement unlocked.
Oh, this is kind of I looked at this. John Curry from the Checkpoint has his top 50 games of all time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Number
one was Maniac Mansion.
Oh, we just ruined it.
Well, you can look at it. So number two was Halo 2.
Really?
What a strange sort of like.
Yeah.
Maniac Mansion.
Halo 2.
What's number three? Maybe number three is gonna bring it all together. Forget what number three was. One second.
I didn't realize this was 1942. This is a very interesting list of things you usually don't
see. Number four is the Fatal Frame series.
And then Oblivion.
This guy he's all over the place.
Wow, I gotta say.
What's
number 50? What was deemed almost not on the list?
50 was
NBA Jam on Sega.
I'm a fan of NBA Jam.
Wow, that's interesting, John.
It's a strange list. You can stop looking at it now.
Okay, yeah. See, he's got Morrowind on there for the Xbox.
Yeah, well, he had...
Apparently, yeah.
He had 4 on there.
So, yeah, there's...
Get away. I want the mouse. I'm scrolling.
All right.
So, Mortal Kombat 2 is on the Wonder Years.
Ooh, I like Mortal Kombat 2.
Me too. UE Bull is on the Hall of Shame with
I hate
GG.
UE Bull.
I love UE Bull.
It's pronounced Uwe.
Will you shut up? And he's awesome.
Do you see, like, Postal is only going to open on, like, 6 screens.
Yeah,
they fought to get it to 13.
I want to see it.
Because no one wants to see his movies.
I
want to
see it.
Okay, 20 people don't justify it opening in everything. He thought he was going to beat Indiana Jones 4.
You know, a second people told me that. Like, okay, you really think he thought that?
I actually do.
No.
I actually think he thought that.
He's playing a character.
Really think he thought that.
No, for crying. Yeah, AJ, he's a moron.
Yep.
He's not like that far gone.
Hey, have you ever met him? He sounds pretty delusional to me. He honestly thinks he's got to make a bad movie. He thinks he's friggin' Pixar.
I like his movies.
Uh-huh.
They're great. They're so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently. Beyond the Special, Mark Somla, he's kind of been looking at the Metal Gear series. And the latest one is looking at Metal Gear Solid 2. I think the next one's going to be up pretty soon on Metal Gear Solid 3.
Cool.
And that's kind of what's going on around there.
All right.
And all that.
To the mail barrel.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about your thing from David.
So our friend David Redkey, a while ago we had a talk of Xenosaga, Xenogears, and he very kindly pointed me to the Monolith Soft Wikipedia article, and these are the guys who actually made Xenosaga, and before they were Monolith Soft, made Xenogears. And it's just kind of a look at their history, and I didn't realize this, they were actually straight up bought by Nintendo in May of 2007, and that they're the guys who made Bait and Kaitos on the GameCube.
Oh, and both of them.
Yeah. And they have, they're making something called Disaster Day of Crisis for the Wii. I really don't know much
Isn't
about that.
Isn't that
game
that got canceled? I kind of thought.
Did it?
You know about this game. It was like announced with the Wii. Kind of. Remember, it was with it was in that giant montage. It was like right along there with Project Hammer.
Oh, here you go. Monolith has announced on May 17th, 2008, that production on Disaster has been postponed indefinitely to increase the quality of the finished product. So that makes it sound like it's still coming.
We're never
going to
see this.
Yeah.
No way.
Sounds like vaporwave to me. Well, you got one.
Yeah, I got one from Jake Arbogast. I think that's how you say that.
Sounds right.
And he says, you guys were talking about a Penny Arcade game or something. I've never heard of it. What you guys described sounded like a blast. So I was wondering if I could get some more info on it. I thought I heard it said that you can get it off Xbox Live or something. I don't have an Xbox, so I hope that isn't the case. Damn it. I want to play a game where I can get a slightly better rake than a rake. Angry face. Jake.
Good news, Jake.
Yeah, it's on the PC. What's the site, Adjga?
If you go to playgreenhouse.com, which I believe is a site, double check that for me while I talk.
Right.
You can download. The game is actually available for PC, Mac, and Linux. And when you get it from Play Greenhouse, they actually give you a key for each system. So if you really wanted to, in theory, you and a friend with a Mac and a friend with a Linux box could buy the game, split it three ways, and each of you would have it. But when you play on the PC, I tried the demo just to see how it differs. It uses like a kind of standard adventure game point-and-click interface. You click on all your attack icons, and the space bar takes the place of the right trigger for your counterattacks.
What do you like better?
Like I was telling you this before, like because like you don't get like as deep and like it's just like that first part where like it basically stops right after you meet Game and Tycho. You don't really get to play a ton of it. It seems to me like certain parts of the game I like better using the control pad, and certain parts I'd like better using the mouse. Like navigate.
So you get to buy them both.
Yeah, like navigating, like to run up and like hit all the trash cans you ever see is much easier just to go and click on them rather than run up to them and hit the A button and everything. Yeah,
that always kind of annoyed me in the game because like it's like you have to find the secret artwork to get an achievement.
And yeah, and like it seems like that'd be a lot easier on the PC. But regardless, it's an absolutely fantastic game, and I highly urge everyone to go at least try it.
Wow, you're pimping the Penny Arcade game more.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
good. You have, like, fantasies. I know you do. Of like Penny Arcade's going to listen to our podcast and be like, AJ, be our best friend. You're going to, like, fly over there, and you're going to all, like,
that'd be
have
great.
Parties together. I know.
We
it
would.
It sickens me.
No, I still say one of the best nights of online gaming I ever had is when I played Rainbow Six Vegas with those guys.
Yeah, I know.
That
I
was awesome.
I had to hear about it for months.
I know. It was sweet.
I played Rainbow
I love
Six
you,
Vegas
and Tycho.
With Penny Arcade. It was awesome. You had. Do you still have one of their wives in your friend list so you can spy on them?
Shh. Well, dude, they take people in out of their friends list, which is understandable, but I still have, I think Gabe's wife is in mine, so I look at her friend to friend thing from time to time. Is that stalker-ish?
You're a scary man.
Yeah.
You frighten me, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you, of course, can find us on our blog site, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, or you can listen to us on the iTunes Music Store.
Yep.
You know what? I also want to urge people maybe write some more reviews for us on iTunes. We got one; and it was good.
Yeah.
Even if you want to give me a one, you know, whatever.
That's fine.
Go fuck yourself. Give me a one. Bring it on. Huh?
Oh, now you've invited the downvoters.
Let's do it. Let's see what you know. Let's see
what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Indeed.
I just.
What are we gonna do now?
I don't know. You need to work on the site.
Yeah.
A little bit. Does anybody know anything about blogs?
Yeah.
I need, like, blog interface stuff. If
that's
anyone
not
knows
like
a
WordPress.
Lot about blogs, talk to me. Send me an email at tokyoto@gmail.com. Or let's talk to Adjguy at adjguy711. Adjguy711@gmail.com.
There you go.
Why did you do that? Why did you put the numbers in your email?
I told you. Adjguy was taken.
Yeah, right. What else?
I just want to say Jimmy Buffett songs on Rock Band Tuesday.
Why don't you put that in news?
I don't know. Because we kind of agreed not to talk about Rock Band releases. So that's just something I'm excited about.
It is. Like, I know you are because you like Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not excited because I'm going to have to play Jimmy Buffett songs.
Yep. Yes, you are. Actually, I kind of want to play Rock Band now. Maybe I'll go do that.
Well, I won't.
Okay.
So,
bye.
All right. Bye, everyone.